This is From Negative to Positive, a podcast for inspirational stories about emotions. You can submit your stories by sending them to william.tienfy@gmail.com. This podcast is not for children, as it confronts negative emotions such as depression. So if you are a child, please click away now. The following story is written by a user who prefers to keep their identity private. If you wish to do so, please tell me in the message you send. Now, on to the story. I have always been a quieter kid, so when I started retreating into myself my junior year, it seems like no one noticed. I got 2 to 4 hours of sleep a night, ate infrequently, felt worthless, and began to lose interest in everything. Classes, friends. As time went on, I became more and more convinced that this was just how I was. I would think about asking for help and then being afraid of being a burden on my friends and family, constantly reinforcing the idea that they did not want me around. I woke up every morning crying and dragging myself out of the bed, feeling like I was carrying around a 50-pound backpack. Then it was time for school again. I felt crushed and helpless with all the pressures of my college admissions, with my job, orchestra, good grades, a varsity sport. That's when the anxiety attack started. In a way, I think they saved me. The overwhelming shaking and hyperventilating was something physical my parents could see. And that's when they urged me to see the school guidance counselor. She almost immediately referred me to a therapist who right away saw the bigger issue, depression. My journey to health started from there, but it was and is far from over. Because of my depression, I started hurting myself and binging. During my senior year, I almost spent 3 months out of school in the hospital and various therapy programs for teen depression and anxiety. We struggled over and over to find the right combination of meds that would take the edge off my symptoms. By spring, we did find the right combination, and that is when I turned the corner. I will be struggling with depression and anxiety for life, but there is much hope for me and other victims of these mental disorders. End of story. This is a classic example of major depressive disorder. Major depressive disorder is a mental disorder characterized by at least 2 weeks of low mood that is present across most situations. It is often accompanied by low self-esteem, loss of interest in normally enjoyable activities, low energy, and random pain without a clear cause. People might also have false beliefs or see or hear things that others cannot. Some people have periods of depression separated by years in which they are normal, while others nearly always have the symptoms present. Major depressive disorder can negatively affect a person's personal life, work life, or education, as well as sleeping, eating habits, and general health. Between 2 to 8% of adults with major depression die by suicide, and about 50% of people who die by suicide had depression or another mood disorder. This concludes today's episode. Remember to submit your audio in the box below. Thank you for listening, and enjoy your day.